for Trivia Focus, I'm Crazy Becky.
Trivia Focus here on 90 FM has been brought to you in part by Ford Chiropractic Clinic, 3108 Church Street in Stevens Point, reminding players that registration for youth football is being held on Thursday, May 10th from 6 until 8 p.m. and on Saturday, May 12th from 8 until noon. That's Ford Chiropractic Clinic.
You're listening to Trivia on 90 FM, WWSP, Stevens Point. Funds for Trivia 38 have been made possible in part through a grant from Portesi Frozen Pizza and Cheese Fries. There are many pizzas, but only one Portesi. Delta Dental of Wisconsin, proud to be a sponsor of Trivia 38. The Stevens Point Brewery, since 1857, celebrating 150 years of brewing excellence. AIG Travel Guard, offering a progressive wellness program with access to an on-site health coach to all employees. AIG Travel Guard, where there's nothing trivial about your career. And Chase Bank, home for all your personal and business banking needs. 601 Main Street, Stevens Point.
The point values for questions in Hour 25 of Trivia 38 are: Question 1 is worth 10 points. Question 2 is worth 10 points. Question 3 is worth 80 points. Question 4 is worth 5 points. Question 5 is worth 0 points. Question 6 is worth 0 points. Question 7 is worth 0 points. Question 8 is worth 0 points. Question 9 is worth 0 points. And question 10 is worth 0 points. Again, the point values for questions in Hour 25 of Trivia 38 are: Question 1 is worth 10 points. Question 2 is worth 10 points. Question 3 is worth 80 points. Question 4 is worth 5 points. Question 5 is worth 0 points.
No, there was only 4 questions that hour.
Oh. There were only 4 questions that hour, so it makes sense that question 5 through 10 are only worth 0 points, since there were none. The top 5 teams standing as of hour 25, question 8, are: In 5th place, with 4,100 points, is Graduate of a Lesser God. In 4th place, with 4,150 points, is Ugly Undulating Uvulas. In 3rd place, with 4,530 points, is The Return of Sloopy X, tied with Network. In second place, with 4,660 points, is Knights of Neek. In first place, with 4,915 points, is Tin Man. The team winning this hour's Grocery Bay giveaway is Yoda's Academy of Polish Wisdom. The Grocery Bay giveaway is provided by County Market and Domino's. Bring your copy of the new Trivia Times with the ID number in it down to the 90 FM studios to pick up your certificates for this hour's Grocery Bay giveaway. Again, the winner of this hour's Grocery Bay giveaway is Yoda's Academy of Polish Wisdom. And now, question 1 of hour 27. Question 1 of hour 27. What is the alias of big screen character Nancy Brown? Again, question 1 of hour 27. What is the alias of big screen character Nancy Brown?
Trivia 38 and Lil Jen.
I knew that when I saw that my life was to move over from the fast lane. Gonna be the days of all my drinking and my carrying on. But when I settled down, the party king and clown, the sober memory hadn't faded. Mistake and all the grief you make left nothing else to be debated.
halfway through question number one of Hour 27. Trivia 38, what is the alias of big screen character Nancy Brown?
Wasted days and wasted nights. I have left for you behind. For you don't belong to me. Your heart belongs to someone else. Why should I keep loving you when I know that you're not true? And why should I call your name when you're the blame for making me blue? Don't you remember the day that you went away and left me? I was so lonely, prayed for you only. Why should I keep loving you when I know that you're not true? And why should I call your name when you're the blame for making me blue? I keep loving you when I know that you're not true. And why should I call your name when you're the blame for making me blue?
That's it. Phones down. Phones down in the back. Calling it quits on question one, hour 27. Trivia 38. What is the alias of big screen character Nancy Brown? The answer, Barbara Novak. Again, the correct answer to question one, hour 27. Trivia 38, Barbara Novak. Moving on to question number two, hour 27. This distinguished actor made his final appearance in a feature film playing a character that had the actor's given first and last name. What is the performing first and last name of this actor? Repeating question 2, hour 27, trivia 38. This distinguished actor made his final appearance in a feature film playing a character that had the actor's given first and last name. What is the performing first and last name of this actor? Good luck, trivia players.
Thank you.
halfway through. Question number two, hour 27, at Trivia 38. Question two, this distinguished actor made his final appearance in a feature film playing a character that had the actor's given first and last name. What is the performing first and last name of this actor? Good luck, trivia players. Down in the back. That ends question number two, hour 27, trivia 38. This distinguished actor made his final appearance in a feature film playing a character that had the actor's given first and last name. What is the performing first and last name of this actor? The answer, Tony Randall. Once again, the correct answer to question two, hour 27, Tony Randall. Moving on to question three, hour 27, trivia returns. When not working in the lab or living on his boat, this television character hung out at Danny's place. What is the first and last name of the actor who played this television character? Repeating question three, hour 27, trivia 38. When not working in the lab or living on his boat, this television character hung out at Danny's place. What is the first and last name of the actor who played this television character?
Yeah.
halfway through question number three, hour 27. When not working in the lab or living on his boat, this television character hung out at Danny's place. What is the first and last name of the actor who played this television character?
It's been 1 week since you looked at me. Cocked out of the side, but I'm hungry. 5 days to laugh to be the same. Back together, come back and see me. 3 days to living room. I realize it's all my fault, but couldn't tell you yesterday. You've forgiven me, but it'll
then I won't watch the hood wink, cause I make you stop think. You'll think you're looking at Aquaman. I summon fish to the dish, although I like the shallot juice, I like the sushi, cause it's never such a frying pan. Hot like wasabi when I bust rhymes, speak like Leanne rhymes, because I'm all about value. 30 campers got the mad hits, you try to match wits, you try to hold me but I bust through. Gonna make a break and take a pick, I like a think and make a shake, I like vanilla, it's the finest of the flavors. Gonna see the show, cause then you'll know the vertigo is gonna grow, cause it's so dangerous, your life's not a waiver. Can't help it if I think you're funny when you're mad. Trying hard not to smile, though I feel bad. I'm the kind of guy who laughs at a funeral. Can't understand what I mean, well, you soon will. I have a tendency to wear my mind on my sleeve. I have a history of taking off my shirt. It's been 1 week since you looked at me. Threw your arms in the air and said you're crazy. 5 days since you tackled me. I still got the reference on both my knees. It's been 3 days since the afternoon. You realize it's not my fault, but I won't be too soon. Yesterday, you've forgiven me. And now I'll sit back and wait till you say you're sorry.
Quits on question 3, hour 27, trivia 38. When not working in the lab or living on his boat, this television character hung out at Danny's place. What is the first and last name of the actor who played this television character? The answer, Jack Klugman. Once again, the correct answer to question 3, hour 27, Jack Klugman. Question 4, hour 27, trivia returns. In advertisements for this product, we are warned to be aware of the spontaneous whoa. That is the brand. What is the brand and name of this product? Repeating question 4, hour 27. In advertisements for this product, we are warned to be aware of the spontaneous whoa. What is the name, brand, and name of this product?
Thank you.
We're in the middle of question number 4, hour 27, trivia 38. In advertisements for this product, we are warned to be aware of the spontaneous whoa. What is the brand and name of this product?
Vaporub. It took me years to write. Will you take a look? It's based on a novel by a man named Lear, and I need a job, so I want to be a paperback writer. Paperback writer! It's a dirty story of a dirty man, and his clinging wife doesn't understand. His son is working for the Daily Mail. It's a steady job, but he wants to be a paperback writer.
It. Phones down in the back. That ends question number 4 of hour 27, trivia 38. In advertisements for this product, we are warned to be aware of the spontaneous whoa. What is the brand and name of this product? The answer, Icebreakers Sours. Once again, the correct answer to question 4, hour 27, Icebreakers Sours.
Have been made possible in part through a grant from the Stevens Point Brewery. Proud to present Rock the Brewery 2007, Saturday, June 9th. Chase Bank, home for all your personal and business banking needs. 601 Main Street, Stevens Point, St. Michael's Hospital and Ministry Medical Group, your local access points for primary and specialty care. Visit us on the web at www.ministryhealth.org. And the UWSP Alumni Association and the University of Wisconsin-Stevens Point. Connecting to the future. Join the Connecting Point online alumni community at www.uwsp.edu/alumni.
Moving right along to question number 5, hour 27, trivia returns. Film character Jack Ahrens works at a hardware store. According to his work shirt, what is the name of that hardware store? Repeating question 5, hour 27, film character Jack Ahrens works at a hardware store. According to his work shirt, what is the name of that hardware store? Good luck, trivia players.
Trivia 38. And Lil Jen. Thank you.
halfway through question number 5, hour 27, trivia 38. Film character Jack Ahrens works at a hardware store. According to his work shirt, what is the name of that hardware store? Phones down, phones down in the back. That ends question 5, hour 27, trivia 38. Film character Jack Ahrens works at a hardware store. According to his work shirt, what is the name of that hardware store? The correct answer to question 5, hour 27, Sure Value. Once again, the correct answer to question 5, hour 27, Sure Value. Moving on to question 6, hour 27, what is the name of the mechanical pet of Team Galaxy? Once again, repeating question 6, hour 27, what is the name of the mechanical pet of Team Galaxy?
Thank you.
And we're halfway through question number 6, hour 27, trivia 38. What is the name of the mechanical pet of Team Galaxy? Good luck, trivia players. Down in the back. That ends question number 6, hour 27, trivia 38. What is the name of the mechanical pet of Team Galaxy? The answer, Fluffy. Once again, the answer to question 6, hour 27, Fluffy. Moving on, question 7, hour 27. In 1989, this restrictive professional league consisted of 5 teams. 3 of the teams in the league were the Calgary 88s, the Worcester Counts, and the Youngstown Pride. What is the name of this league? Repeating question 7, hour 27. In 1989, this restrictive professional league consisted of 5 teams. 3 of the teams in the league were the Calgary 88s, the Worcester Counts, and the Youngstown Pride. What is the name of this league?
Is
Through question number 7, hour 27, trivia 38. In 1989, this restrictive professional league consisted of 5 teams. 3 of the teams in the league were the Calgary 88s, the Worcester Counts, and the Youngstown Pride. What is the name of this league?
Tonight I'm gonna break away.
Down in the back. That ends question number 7, hour 27, trivia 38. In 1989, this restrictive professional league consisted of 5 teams. Three of the teams in the league were the Calgary 88s, the Worcester Counts, and the Youngstown Pride. What is the name of this league? The answer, World Basketball League. Again, the correct answer to question 7, hour 27, World Basketball League. Question 8, final question in hour 27. After Jake Tyler Bergant leaves Ellen Rourke's motel room, he returns home to find his home engulfed in flames. What is the name of the artist whose image is printed on the front of the T-shirt he is wearing at that time? Once again, repeating, question 8, hour 27. After Jake Tyler Bergant leaves Ellen Rourke's motel room, he returns home to find his home engulfed in flames. What is the name of the artist whose image is printed on the front of the T-shirt he is wearing at that time? Through question number 8 of hour 27. After Jake Tyler Bergant leaves Ellen Rourke's motel room, he returns home to find his home engulfed in flames. What is the name of the artist whose image is printed on the front of the T-shirt he is wearing at that time? That's it. Phones down in the back. We're calling it quits on question number 8, hour 27, trivia 38. After Jake Tyler Brigance leaves Ellen Rourke's motel room, he returns home to find his home engulfed in flames. What is the name of the artist whose image is printed on the front of the t-shirt he's wearing at that time? The answer, John Mellencamp. Again, the correct answer to question 8, hour 27, John Mellencamp.
Funds for Trivia 38 have been made possible in part through a grant from Portesi Frozen Pizza and Cheese Fries. There are many pizzas, but only one Portesi. Delta Dental of Wisconsin, proud to be a sponsor of Trivia 38. The Stevens Point Brewery, proud to present Rock the Brewery 2007, Saturday, June 9th. AIG Travel Guard, with over 95,000 employees in 130 countries worldwide. AIG Travel Guard, where there's nothing trivial about your career. And Chase Bank, home for all your personal and business banking needs. 601 Main Street, Stevens Point.
Good evening. With 90 FM News, I'm Kevin Capito. If you find yourself in a certain Dutch gym, you may be wondering if you're having that dream again. Fit World, out of Amsterdam, hosts Naked Sunday Workouts. Owner Patrick DeMann says two of his customers, who happen to be passionate nudists, brought to his attention how the winter weather limits the variety of outdoor activities for nudists. DeMann assures Fit World members that sanitation will not be overlooked. Those exercising Adam and Eve style will be required to use disposable seat covers for the bikes and put towels down when using weight equipment. DeMann includes that all equipment will be thoroughly disinfected, as they always have been. The Dutch give members the opportunity to be buff in more ways than one. They're hot rides, all right. Too hot for Uncle Sam. Federal agents have seized four retired Navy F-14 fighter jets that were in private hands. Three of the Top Gun jets were in California Air Museums. The other was owned by the company that produced the TV show JAG. U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement says the Tomcats were not properly demilitarized before being transferred to the private sector. One plane still had its powerful jet engines. Federal officials say they're worried about technology that could fall into the wrong hands. I'll have a look at your central Wisconsin weather after this.
Funds for this trivia newscast have been provided in part through a grant from the Stevens Point Animal Hospital, Highway 10 East, celebrating 25 years of service, featuring quality medicine and surgery, state-of-the-art laser surgery, in-house laboratory, and a staff that genuinely cares for your pets.
In your central Wisconsin weather, tonight, partly cloudy, lows 55 to 60. Tomorrow, partly cloudy in the morning, then mostly cloudy, with a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon, highs around 70. Currently, it's 63 degrees outside. I'll have the top five teams, the point values from hour 26, and question 1 for hour 28 of Trivia 38 after Trivia Focus.
Hi, this is Becky over at 90 FM. Is it all right if we do a Trivia Focus with you?
Sure.
Okay, what is your team name?
It's all relative.
And how did you get that name?
Wheat and Breed.
Do you have a mascot?
Don Imus.
And why is he your mascot?
Because he's our hero.
How long has your team been playing?
Our team's 16 years old.
Does your team have a theme song?
In heaven, there is no beer. Yeah. Heaven, there is no beer. I live right here. We are here.
Our friends will be drinking all beer.
And any interesting facts about your team?
Inbreeding.
What question has stumped you the most thus far?
The first one.
The Robert Redford question?
Yeah. Wheat and breed.
What's the dumbest answer you've given so far in the contest?
Ha, 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 wheat and breed.
Questions are confusing you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Wheat and breed.
Would you rather administer Tabasco sauce eye drops or rub a snake knife against your gums?
Snake knife against my gums.
What do you think Oz's biggest weakness is?
His hair and dancing skills.
Okay, what's the best pickup line at a bar?
We inbreed.
What happens when a team member falls asleep?
We inbreed.
Ballpark, what is the amount of food your team eats in a weekend, in pounds or metric tons?
Don Imus.
Okay, what kind of food have you been eating this weekend?
Don Imus.
How do you keep team morale up once things start to drag?
We inbreed.
How about how many players are on your team?
Don Imus.
What station rocks your socks off?
90 FM.
For Trivia Focus, I'm Crazy Becky.